So tonight is a switcheroo. Many, many weeks ago, I asked a question about whether there was a, or you felt there was a sim self that was part of what you were living. If there is a stem cell, is there a stem self, S-E-L-F-S? And what it was all about or what it might be about. And I've alluded to it in different ways, but I didn't, I've been trying to get it edited correctly or the way I wanted it. So tonight, what we're going to do is read what I call, or what is called, Pericope 4A, which is called Stem Cells, C-E-L-L-S, and Stem Selves, S-E-L-F-S. If there is a stem cell, we can then reasonably assume that every area of your life, there is an equivalent in every other area. The universe is lazier than hell. So once it finds something that seems to kind of work in one scale or one area, like a quantum world, then it'll repeat it in some kind of natural world, and then repeat it again in some universal world. And these are not different, separate, other layers or levels of life. Yet, in a sense, they are, but they're not, simply because there is equivalence from one area or to another area or another scale of things from the tremendously large universe as such down to a galaxy and then down to a planet or solar system and a planet, and then keep narrowing it down. On each of those levels of life, there is an equivalence. And because we can say, because we know the universe is lazy, once it gets something working pretty good, it says, hey, you know, that's pretty good. I'll just keep using that. And so the universe just does repeat things. So that when you know one area of your life or one aspect of your life or one scale or dimension of your life, the other scale or dimension is, there is an equivalent in another scale. The same way as there is equivalent in, let's say, your world, the ant world, the world, the earth as such, the solar system, the galaxy, or this part of the galaxy, and then larger and larger. The universe is lazier than hell. Once it gets the system working, it says, well, I can just keep doing that and make it bigger. Well, that's important because it allows you to see one area of yourself in life or one area of the world around you and know that there is an equivalence in every other area of the world around you and in the galaxy and in the galaxy of galaxies, etc. So, I asked months ago now, I asked, do you believe that there is a starter? It's like in Alaska we call it starter dough, sourdough. Either way, is there a, do you believe that there is a sourdough or starter dough or something about you and life and etc. that acts like starter dough. And if there is, then maybe we can understand life from a whole different perspective if we know that, know something about that sourdough. So, we're going to read tonight, and that's 15 pages long and all that kind of stuff. So, you can sit back and listen.
You're not going to discuss these at all?
Can we ask questions?
You can, you can ask questions. That's fine. But essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to pass, get through information. If you don't understand what we've said or read, or if you've got a question about that, that's fine. Interrupt and we'll read slow enough so that you can get interrupting in there. This has been worked for enough times and edited enough times. I'm not going to sit and argue it. I'll explain it. I'll tell you what we're talking about. Or Miss M will. So what we did in writing this thing, and we'll get to it. There is things about the universe or the world around you that are important to you, and there are things that are as general information about your life, and there are things that are directly applicable to you. In the papers we're reading from, this comes up later on, so we'll read over it when we do that. The things about you are in big print, and the general generic information about you and the universe and what's going on and etc. is in small print. Well, we drew straws and decided that Misty has a better job of representing big print, and I have a job of representing small print. So we're going to read this, and whenever you hear Misty talking, she's, in a sense, talking directly about you. When you hear me talking, well, that's just giving you general information about the universe that applies to you and everybody else. So when you hear her talking, she's talking personally to you in this reading tonight. When you hear me talking, I'm just talking about general stuff of the universe. Is that okay? Everybody understand that? Yeah, you don't really. You can say, yeah, but I don't understand what you're talking about until you read. Okay, I understand that.
Right. Hey, Raj, is it online by any chance?
What?
No.
Can I not?
No.
Okay.
What's that?
Thank you.
He wanted to know if he could have a copy. And I said no.
If he can what?
If there was a copy online, I said no.
Oh, no. If when we get all through, you want a copy, we can send anybody a copy. I don't know whether we should just send it to everybody or anybody who drops us a note. All you have to say is me, if we're going to do that. Or should we just send it out to everybody?
Well, I would assume that anybody that's on this call that identifies themselves wants a copy. If you don't, say so.
So we'll send it out. We'll send it out, and the thing will say, if you don't want to know this stuff, don't open it up. Goodbye.
That's what the trash can's for.
Huh?
That's what the trash can's for.
Okay. So what I asked weeks and weeks and weeks ago was, is it possible that there is a stem self, S-E-L-F, that is the beginning of you, or a framework for you to be and live in life. And so this is called stem cells. Everybody knows what a stem cell is, do you not?
I do.
It's a multi-purpose cell in your body that will serve as in any kind of cell. It's a multi-purpose cell. Well, if there are stem cells, the premise of this is, if there is stem cells in your body, then there is likely to be a stem self in your life. And that happens to be true, by the way. So we'll see. You're to make the association between stem cells, C-E-L-L-S, and stem cells, S-E-L-F. Stem cells are multipurpose cells, and I asked weeks and weeks and weeks ago, is it possible that you have a stem self to structure yourself on? And I said I would write it out for you. So here we are. So Miss M is going to talk about the things that are directly important to you, speaking to you, and when you hear me, I'm talking about things in general. So she's reading the big words, and I'm reading the little words.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Who are you, really? What is your life all about? Most people claim they would be devastated to even think they are just a random happening in the universe. But what if this is actually true? Would this devastate you? Does it bother you to consider that the universe itself is a random happening? If not, isn't it just as likely that you are a random event as well? If you want to be a purposeful happening, are you willing to make yourself a purposeful happening? Just as what occurs in the quantum world, there is an equivalent occurrence in the natural world. What is in your body has an equivalence in yourself and life, and what happens in yourself and life has an equivalence in the natural world. So, no matter what we observe, your body or self or universe, there is an equivalence in the others. Your body and self are the universe in miniature. What occurs in the universe occurs in your body and self in equivalent ways. And what occurs in your body has an equivalence in yourself. However, before too long, we hope you will see that, in fact, the universe is yourself in miniature. Therefore, in continuing this discussion, we will use big words to discuss you and yourself and life.
And Miss M's giving you the big words when it's printed out. The little words are
little. To discuss your body and the natural world. And you are becoming anew. Your body is composed of many different cells, all of which began as general purpose stem cells that particularized and personalized in accordance with a DNA code into purpose specific cells that form your body. But those cells, no matter how versatile they are in forming every aspect of your body, only react. Just as the universe reacts as you command. Those cells do not action your body. Yourself does that. But wait, in speaking of yourself, we are not saying that you possess a self. You don't, and you are not a self. You derive benefits from yourself just as you derive benefits from your dentist, your auto mechanic, your grocer, your past lives, your beliefs, every breath of your body, every moment of your life, and every stem cell of your body, but you do not own any of these individuals or matters. You derive many benefits from your stem cells as the very foundation of you. Stem cells are like past lives. They are yours, but they are not you, and you are not, and you did not live them. You chose past lives to be the provenance of yourself. In the same way, you choose selves and tried them on to discover whether they could suit you and benefit you and properly portray you eternally and universally as you truly desire. But you are not those selves, and you don't own them. You are not even the self you think you are. You are a universal being making yourself suitably particular and personally eternal. Or, of course, you can forsake yourself again to whatever happens. Just as you are making your loner DNA body yours and you are making your ego self yours and you as well. For without a self outside of yourself, you could never know yourself.
Yeah. Anybody want to comment on that or ask a question on that? Because otherwise I'm going to go reading right along. Okay. Now what I'm giving you is just general information. She's been talking directly to you about you. What I'm talking about is talking about you that applies generally across the board. Your parents created your body, not you. Therefore, your parents are your body's parents. They're not your parents. And your siblings are your body's brothers and sisters, not yours. Your family is your body's family, not yours. Your body is a loner body. We've talked a little bit about this before. It is a loner body to use and adapt as it is, or individualize and personalize as you are. And, well, of course, as you desire to be eternally and universally. If you identify closely with your starter body, you will live and react emergently in accordance with its DNA code, which is the way the universe continues, expands, and evolves life. And you'll probably struggle endlessly with and against that code. And, well, you'll probably be in conflict with your body, in conflict with your parents, and with your family. The question is, of course, does that sound familiar? Does it even sound desirable? Well, let's look at this for a moment. The stem cells of your loner body, following a DNA code of its ancestors, create the framework of a body for you to particularize and personalize as you desire. This DNA code also presents what we call is a stem self, S-E-L-F, or loner identity that follows an ego code for you to particularize and personalize as well. However, your strong attachment to your loner body keeps you from creating a real independent identity, such that you take on your loner body's identity to be and live and become. Well, and a struggle endlessly with and against, and frequently resent. And they also resent your father and mother, or both. And your loner memories as well. You're beginning to understand that all of these things are not yours. Your parents made these and gave them to you for you to live. You haven't been living yourself, probably, from the get-go. Your starter body is a universal framework of DNA stem cells for you to make your own. And your starter self is a universal framework of ego stem cells, S-E-L-F, for you to particularize and personalize as you desire it to be.
If you have bonded to your loner body and self and not remade them to correctly portray you and serve as you truly desire, you are living as a stranger in your present body and life. You are living beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions, and desires and experiences, and even memories that are not yours. And if you are living the talents and skills and dramas of your loner body and self, you are actioning as a stranger in your body and life as well. Is it any wonder you have pains, problems, and afflictions? And certainly doubts and uncertainties? Do you really know what's going on in your body and life? Have you ever felt like a stranger in your body? As though it isn't really you? If you are still living your loner body and self, it isn't you. And it isn't your body, nor yourself. Have you ever felt the self you are living is not actually you? Have you ever blamed yourself in life and body or your parents? Or faulted them for the self and body and life you are living? Isn't it possible you are still living your loner self and body? That you are still struggling with and against a body and self that isn't you? And feeling you lost yourself and way in a sure sign you are living your loner body and self? It seems that in bonding with your parents and family, which, by the way, are also loners, you bonded with your body and self and didn't remake them to clearly portray you and serve as you truly desire.
It's frequently declared that there are two worlds, a material world all around. It's a world that you see and hear and taste and touch and smell, a world you live in and, well, frequently speak about, a world of friends and family, of pleasure and grief, a world of sickness and health, and, well, you know, there is also a spiritual world within where you truly live, and, well, you kind of thrive. The question is this true? Or is the world within merely a loner world, while the world all around you is the environment you have chosen? Well, you've even dedicated yourself to live in that world and be part of that world.
You can and should change your loner self and body to correctly portray you and serve you in the environment you truly desire without struggling against individuals and the world around you. Isn't it probable that you are still living as a stranger in a loner world? If so, do not look within for an image and realization of the world you desire. Instead, look deeply within the world around you, and you will discover the world you have chosen to live and be part of, and to dedicate yourself and life to. Is that the world as you would have it be for you, eternally? Of course, you can make the world within be the world you desire to be of. Have you done that? Are you still struggling with and against your loner body and self? If you are still living your loner body and self in a loner world, you probably feel trapped and confined in your body and world, and struggling endlessly to get free. Free from your loner self and free from your loner world.
You know, it's frequently declared that most people are unilluminated, that they are born and raised ignorant of their true identity, that they live a false self. Now you understand that this is not a life without God and Spirit. It is your living and depending on an embodied loner self. And then you believe that that's you. It's also been said for many, many centuries that, you know, there is a true self within you. for you to discover and live. But unfortunately, this true self is considered mystical and spiritual, when actually it's a loner self. Or it is a stem self you have not transfigured to clearly portray you as a universal being and to serve you as you truly desire.
In living your loner body and self, in all likelihood, you feel that you have been loaned this life, and this world is not your true abode, but it is. You are not an unknown person in an unknown world, and you are not on loan for a special purpose, which you must discover and fulfill. You are here by your own choice and promise. You were born, B-O-R-N-E, into this life with the promise of a life of intimate involvement. But it seems you have forsaken yourself to live a loner self, which was for you to particularize and personalize as you desire, not for you to adopt and become.
From the beginning of mysticism and the religions of God, revelations have consistently proclaimed that you can, well, at any moment, shed your cloak of ignorance about well, you know, God and who you really are, and live the resplendent, illuminated being that you are. But now you know this is not about spirit or spiritual path. This is about repersonalizing your loner stem cell body to correctly portray and serve you as the universal being you are.
Your personalized stem cell has frequently been referred to as your eternal soul. Can you understand that the framework of your stem cell is eternal, but what you particularize and personalize is not? If according to the religions of God, you insist that God created Adam and Eve or other original beings, at least say that God created the framework of Adam and Eve or of an original self or ego for you to particularize as you desire today. Ego is about self, your personal self. And though ego seems to be an exaggerated sense of self, it is actually a true realization of your universal self and life. Not an exaggeration at all, but without an awareness of how to be and live that expansive sense of self. Ego reveals that your present personal self is not the body and self you desire to live. Therefore, instead of eliminating ego, look closely at the ego framework of yourself. Have you particularized and personalized yourself as you would truly desire to be eternally and universally? If so, continue. If not, focus on being anew. While many teachers declare that you are mistaken in considering your ego to be who you really are, actually, it is those teachers who are sadly mistaken, for the ego you have built is exactly who you are. But you don't believe this because you've experienced too many pains, problems, and ailments living the loner self you've adopted, haven't you? And others constantly remind you of that, don't they? Believe it or not, your difficulties in life indicate you are still struggling with and against your original stem self or loner self. That was an ego framework for you to build upon, not a self to embrace and become or unfold. Are you willing to let your loner self be someone you met briefly and knew intimately and then released? Living as a particular universal being begins with giving life to the eternal self you truly desire. Of course, this doesn't have to be a painful process. You made it painful in the past, even to the point of resisting your true desires to follow your heart and emotions. You started and aborted this process many times. So what will you do that is different this time? Living as a particular universal being at this time is like turning the clock back in your life to become a new self. Do you have a soul self? No. A true self or ego is you as a universal being, and everything around you is created for you as a universal being.
The things of the universe have no meaning. Well, they don't even have any importance. But this does not mean, then, that things are meaningless or unimportant, or even ineffective or illusions. Nor are they things you should free yourself of. Or they're not even things you should live over and over without attachment. So get all of these things out of your mind. Such things of the universe are without meaning or since things of the universe are without meaning or purpose, you can perceive and use all things as you desire, for any purpose, and attach any importance and significance that you desire to them, without ever limiting yourself in any way. Actually, the universe, being without meaning or purpose, well, it sort of frees you to be and live as you truly desire. And your actions clearly reveal you.
Get attached to actions. For in a universe that only reacts, reactions reproduce or transfigure your actions. And that portrays you and the self or ego you are creating and living. Are you living the particular universal self you are, or the loner self you constantly struggle with and against? Think about self. What does this mean? Is it you? Is it your body and soul? If so, what is soul? Is soul an everlasting you that evolves through many lives until it unites with its source? All of these descriptions and images are somewhat comforting, considering the prospect of death and loss of being alive, but they cannot stand any real scrutiny. You need an image of yourself and life you've not heard of or considered before. You need to begin your life anew in a body and self and universe you never even imagined before.
Well, since the universe can never act, but can only...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
And just, ego keeps coming up, and I guess I just would like more understanding of what ego means.
Well, under normal circumstances, assuming this came from Freud or whatever, it seems to imply I. In other words, your focus on I or yourself. But like DNA, we could say DNA is a script or focus on you or your body, then ego, in that regard, is a code similar to DNA that expresses you as an individual. If we say, if I say, ask you, are you your body? I'm sure that you'll probably say, no, I'm not my body. I have a body. Well, okay, let's go with that for a while and say, you don't want to be your body because you've seen him die and molder in the grave. You don't really want to be so much a part of that. So you sense yourself in your body, of your body, about your body, and etc. But you don't really, really, really sense yourself being your body. Well, that happens to be true. If there's two of you, there happens to be two what we'll call codes, one for the body, and that's called the DNA. And it's a way and a manner in which information is carried on from one embodiment to a next embodiment. And then there is you. There is a you that you sense in your body that is not really your body. It's different or other and separate. And we the way to distinguish that as a code is called an ego code. Now, Freud may not have wanted it that way or meant it that way, but we could call it XYZ. But it's an ego code because we're talking about that sense of self that exists within the DNA body. That help?
That helps a lot. I just really hadn't seen it that way. So DNA code is the...
That's the code of your body. That's the pattern of your body. That's the makeup of your body. But you have a sense of self in the body. You get up in the morning and it feels like you put on a hair suit, whatever. And then you walk around all day long in this suit. That's the ego code of yourself.
Cool. Okay. So then, and people love to criticize the ego and think.
Well, that's where it starts. Do you remember when I first used the term memory? Why? M-E-M-O-R-Y. And I got a lot of flack from people. Why are you doing that? Why are you going to call it memory and et cetera and so forth and all that? Well, the reason for that was to gradually get you to see yourself more expansively, not based on the memories, i.e.s, that you can remember or have remembered in this lifetime, but to base your life on memory that is not limited by time or space. Well, we're doing the same thing here. Everything you've ever heard is, get rid of your ego, stop being an ego bastard, or whatever. Oh, wait a minute. You know what I say, if you got it, flaunt it. And so, therefore, ego, and it's spelt differently on our pieces of paper. It's still ego, but it's a different font. So that you can recognize when we're using ego, like too much of yourself, or ego being aware of yourself. That's what it's all about. We okay with that?
Cool. Yeah, that really, really clears it up for me. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So we've always separated ego not as a bad. We've always separated out, it was like a true, like your genes or your genetic pattern and what's turned on. Your ego code tells us about the you, and that the DNA code tells you only about your body and doesn't say too very much about the you that's occupied inside the body. All right. Where are we? Were we down to me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, we ended up up here, didn't we?
No. We're here.
That's where we are. Okay. She says we're here. So. Okay. Well, let me back up a minute and read something that Miss M read. She said, you need an image of yourself and life you've not heard of or considered before. My quick discussion with Karen there is to give you an image of yourself that you've never really heard of before. You sense it, you feel it, etc. But you only normally look at yourself and think that's who you are. That isn't even a dribble of who you are. Since the universe can never act, but can only react, and has constantly and consistently reacted over and over and over since it's becoming a universe, and only reacts today. When people came along with their language and saw and experienced the reliability of the universe's reactions, they called those constant and consistent reactions the laws and the rules of the universe. And in assuming those laws and rules were created to command the universe, God was born. He was born to rule the universe.
What's really in a name? Call the universe's responses laws and rules, and God commands the universe. Call them reactions, which they are, and you command the universe. That's a promise.
Okay. Since the universe only reacts, a random reaction that succeeds in one area of life is repeated again and again in other areas. As matters react in your body, they react in yourself. And as your body expands and develops from a framework of stem cells, C-E-L-L-S, yourself expands and develops in all areas of life from a basic stem self, S-E-L-F, or, in this case, a loner self. All dead-end reactions and results depower and decompose to data information. It's as though the universe starts over for a new becoming.
The same is true for you. For unless you awarefully continue yourself, death turns back the clock on your stem cell for a new becoming.
You know, it wasn't until 1963 that two researchers proved the existence of stem cells in blood. And human embryonic stem cells weren't isolated until 1998. Therefore, it's probably safe to say that you're not too familiar with your stem cells. And most healing specialties are not founded on nor knowingly dealing with these vital little building blocks of your body. Nor are you or healers properly dealing with your stem cells and the framework you are building yourself an identity on.
As random data information in an environment of memory reigned the universe that reacts random events which you can particularize and personalize as you desire, a random stem self originally existed for you to particularize and personalize as well. This stem self is a line of primitive cells that serves as the basis for subsequent cells and directs those cells. Just as DNA serves and directs the foundation of your body, this line of ancestor cells, S-E-L-F-S, is your provenance. But it is more than a pattern. It is a motif. It is a recurring theme that is you. It is not a standard for you to live or become or unfold.
Stem cells of your body divide and create two kinds of cells. They create more stem cells that renew or replace older stem cells. And they also create daughter cells that become the specialized cells of your body.
In much the same way, your stem self, reacting to you, provides new stem cells to renew or replace your older cells or self-images. And your stem self provides additional random stem cells you can specialize as an identity you prefer.
Not just in case, because stem cell, C-E-L-L-S, and stem self, S-E-L-F, sound so much alike. I'll read that again. In much the same way that your stem self, S-E-L-F, reacting to you, provides new stem cells to renew or replace your old self. You remember when you were in high school, you had a certain attitude and self, and you swaggered around or did whatever you did the way you did in high school. And then you got your first job, and you go through each, almost with every job, or then you even got married. Oh, hell, you might even had kids. And you created a new stem self for you to work with. It's kind of like the focus of yourself at that period of time. Well, you can in the same way then create a longer, there is an overall or a greater image of yourself that is a stem self. It's a real image of that you carry within yourself as to just who you are. Well, with the restriction that federal funds couldn't be used for research with human embryonic stem cell, that was here with Bush, and because private funds were limited, researchers developed methods for generating stem cells of embryos. Instead of using embryonic stem cells directly, in 2004, embryonic stem cells were generated from healthy people. Then, later, stem cells, CELLs, were generated directly from afflicted patients.
Previously, because body and self were considered sacred creations of God, just the thought of a random stem cell self was denounced as blasphemous. And seeking to discover a stem cell with a sacrilegious act, such that only now are you in a position to discover your true provenance or stem cell through imaginative minding. Your loner self is the framework upon which and from which you can form your personal self, eternal self, as a resplendent, illuminated being.
Remember, it's probably been 2 months or more now. We were preparing this then, and I threw out a question, and I asked whether you thought it was possible that you had a framework or a stem self that you have built yourself on from the get-go. And I then said, I assure you that you did. You do have a stem self. It's kind of like sourdough starter for bread. It gets you going. Well, your loner body is that stem self, starter stem self for you. The body you were given was fully functional, maybe not the way you wanted it, but it was fully functional. All you had to do is adapt it to you. But when I say adapt it to you, I mean make it yours. Change it so that it fits you. Don't you adapt to your body. That's what both of us have done.
Unless you create a stem self and an emprise, you would willingly be and live eternally. At death, your stem self is cleansed, such that only the motif or provenance of yourself remains and recurs, not you. It is asking too much of you to consider your stem self, which you are forming and embodying over and over, an abiding emprise that is creating you. You did not come to life to learn, grow, develop, to evolve and unfold yourself. You came to life to renew, reveal, and advance a new way to live as a particular universal being without loss or lessening of yourself as universal. Is that too difficult or too unusual to consider?
Stem cells form every part of your body, including the skeleton upon which your body is built. In this, it is safe to say that stem cells are the very source of your body, the frame upon which it is formed, and the nature and appearance of your body.
Likewise, themselves are the source of yourself, the framework upon which yourself is formed, and the nature and appearance of yourself. To live and not know the stem self you are building upon, or the self you have construction, is to live without a real identity, or to live a false identity. So who are you? What are you doing here? What is your life all about?
You know, in 2006, that was just yesterday, in 2006, instead of creating embryonic stem cells, researchers stripped ordinary cells and wiped them clean of all genetic pre-programming and returned them to an embryonic-like state without creating an embryonic condition. In fact, it turned out rather simple to cleanse particular cells in this way. These cleansed cells are called induced pluripotent stem cells. They should have used something, but anyway. Induced pluripotent stem cell. Well, cleansing particular personal cells to pluripotent stem cells reveals that under the covering, the appearances and the programming and the functioning of individual cells, there is a universal cell or stem cell.
Cleansing your loner self, or even a real self, reveals that under the covering, appearance, programming, and functioning of a particular self, there is a universal self that is truly you. Though you probably don't realize it, in being and living your loner self and environment, you are a dinosaur in your body and self and life today. And you have a loner body and self, and a loner environment to cleanse and to begin again. If all of this sounds strange, remember, today's strange-sounding actions are frequently tomorrow's breakthroughs to a universal self. So let's continue. Cleansed of your programming and memories, there is a self-replicating universal self that is the source and framework and life of you. So do not rely on religion's God, for he is not the source of you. You are. Is it possible for you to consider yourself simultaneously particular and universal? At death, you cleanse yourself of your particularized self and return to a stem self or a universal self. It is this particular universal self or stem self that carries memory of all prior particular and personal selves you have chosen. Do you suppose it is possible for you to cleanse your soul or give yourself a whole new soul to live? Think of the possibilities. What different soul would you consider being and living? Living and expressing only through a particular personal self limits perception and awareness of yourself and life. Are you willing to expand and extend your personal realizations as a way of self and ego, not a self itself? You today are one expression of your stem self, your universal self. Cleansing a particular cell to a stem cell does not show that you are living or expressing falsely or portraying yourself improperly, for no matter what you live and express, you are still a stem self, a universal self expressing in a particular way. Being a particular or personal self does not restrict or limit any awareness of your universal self and life. For at the care of yourself today is your stem self, or your universal self, available through memory and imaginative minding. Not discontenting yourself about any particular matters or self enables you to realize and express your universal self however you desire in any moment or in any situation. The equivalent of cleansing and rededicating your loner self is that though you have given even your universal nature to be embodied particular, you have not, in fact, forsaken your universal nature.
Well, you see skin cells. Look at yourself. And you can sort of sense heart, lung, and liver cells functioning. And cells forming all other organs and appendages of your body. But you don't normally recognize stem cells. They are the source of your body. Nor do you normally recognize your ego or universal self, the source of yourself. Just as stem cells are divine, really, as stem cells are divine and all-powerful compared to all other body cells, your stem self is your divine universal self, S-E-L-F.
You sense your loner self functioning in a particular way, and unfortunately, in that, you lose sight of your universal nature. But you continue sensing your universal nature, and that discontents you, and outpictures as pains, problems, and afflictions in your body and life. Regardless of any belief about a life review and judgment at death, regardless of any belief in reincarnation and ongoing karma and death, and regardless of your belief in seeking forgiveness of sins, your particular stem self can be wiped clean of your loner selves and primitive selves, and also the dominant theme that has been you for so long, such that you clearly become anew, or, in your life today, you can strip your stem self of old beliefs, of programming, of pre-programming, and of language, thoughts, and memories, and become anew. Religions of God refer to this in one form or another as being born again. And you might say this is essentially true, but this is a natural process for everyone, not a spiritual or religious practice. Are you beginning to understand how language, spirit, and God religions completely distorted this and other natural processes to their beliefs and dogma and teachings? In the middle of your life today, you can become anew as a self-induced, pluripotent stem self or universal being, which means you are flexible, not fixed by previous beliefs and actions, but programming and pre-programming or by thoughts and memories about yourself in life today and your future. Of course, you can continue living yourself in language and beliefs as usual, such that as usual will continue and be your future. Your life and actions reveal that your greatest desire is to be happy and continue. In fact, your search for happiness and continuing is the dominant theme or motif of yourself and life today. These desires consume your fundamental beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions, your understandings and experiences, and even your memories, such that you have very little time or energy to live as you truly desire. Is that what you want to continue? As a universal being, continuing is a non-issue, and happiness is better lived as not discontenting yourself, such that these matters no longer dominate yourself in life. Living as a communioned particular universal being frees you to be and live as you personally desire.
Well, today, researchers can create unlimited quantities of a patient's stem cell. And that means that, say, asthmatic patients who won't let go of one breath or attitude to take in a new breath or a new attitude, or cancer patients with cells or beliefs out of control, they all can be treated with their own stem cells, as cells that are transplanted to replace lung tissues damaged by asthma and other tissues and functions damaged or threatened by cancerous cells. all of that without the problems of rejecting. And of course, heart and liver patients or others can grow their own tissues from stem cells as they need them. Patients can now even use their own cells, personal cells, particular cells, stripped of their programming and memories to repair or replace any damaged or dysfunctioning body cells or tissues. Recently, instead of completely cleansing a patient's cells of all the programming and genetic memories to create personal stem cells to be reprogrammed for repairs and replacement and research, researchers were able to just partially cleanse pancreatic cells that do not produce insulin and reprogram them as a type of cell that does.
With that having been said, in the same way, instead of cleansing the whole of yourself for reforming, some cells may be cleansed and reprogrammed to function as you truly desire. Therefore, if you are seeking a healing designed specifically for you, look to your stem self and stem cells.
You know, another vital use for induced pluripotent stem self is that for the first time, researchers can, well, you know, just sort of watch many diseases develop and progress. And by using stem cells created from a patient's personal cells, well, then researchers can actually watch the patient's particular disease stem or become active and move forward. And then they can follow its progress as it to its present state in the patient. And physicians can even continue the process further and develop patient illness-specific treatments, and even intervene early in the illness's progress instead of waiting for symptoms to develop, and then merely sort of treating the symptom without any real awareness of the illness's progress. Actually, there is no real treatment in a symptom relief process, for the symptoms frequently obscure the illness, such that after symptom relief, the illness rages on. Certainly, you're now beginning to sense that to live the softened life you truly desire, it is important to deal with the true nature of your body's stem cells and the universal nature of your stem self, and to properly restore and renew you. Healers must do the same for others. Symptom relief just will not do more than temporize.
Closely observing your stem self enables you to see the coming and progress of unwanted matters in yourself and life, and enables you to create specific remedies and solutions, rather than endlessly trying to relieve the symptoms and problems in yourself and life today and in your body. You see what you believe and then believe what you see. Knowing this, you have an opportunity to change your body, self, and life today by altering what you believe despite everything you believe you've seen and experienced. Actually, you can act upon what you prefer believing, and that would be yourself and life. But remember, you can't just believe and hope. You must act fully upon what you prefer believing, just as you did for the beliefs you now want to get rid of. This is true sentience, though some would declare it is spiritual realization. But this is not an awareness of what is, it is an awareness of what can be for you. Disregarding what you believe and have seen and lived and experienced all these years for what you prefer believing is a self-declared step to illumination. To illuminating your abiding universal self, which, by the way, is not illuminating the darkness. It is illuminating yourself to darkness, the natural condition of the universe. Resplendent, illuminated beings do not rely on others for enlightenment. They walk in darkness and illuminate their own way, which is why you never seem to know yourself. You are looking in all the wrong places.
One dark night, a drunk was discovered crawling around on his hands and knees under a street light. And when asked by a policeman what he was doing, he replied, "I lost my car keys." The policeman pulled himself up and, "Exactly where did you lose them?" the policeman asked. "Down there," the drunk declared, pointing to his car parked down the block. "Why are you looking up here?" the policeman asked, sort of irritated. "'Cause the light's better up here," the drunk declared confidently.
Do not look in the light for what you lost in the darkness. If you lost yourself in darkness, don't be foolish. Seek in the darkness of yourself, for what you want will not be found in the light. Seeking in the light is to see only what is presented and what appears. Ask yourself, "Who am I?" And answer, "Who I make myself to be." You are here to make yourself who you prefer being. And if you ask, "What is the meaning of life?" know that the answer is to live fully who you made yourself to be. Are these questions and answers sufficient for you? Most people would declare that just asking these questions is a step into the light, but answering them is a probe into the darkness of yourself, the natural state of yourself and the universe. Light is the aberration. Cells in your body and beliefs in yourself are equivalent, and as cells are particular to your body, beliefs are particular to yourself. Actually, your cells are so personal that your body rejects foreign cells. Your beliefs as well are so personal that you reject foreign beliefs and continue yourself and life as usual. Is life as usual what you want to continue? Cells are tiny, mindful beings that only react. But of course, you can command your cells as you command the universe. With actions. You put your cells into action, just as you action your beliefs.
So, is it possible for you to understand that as the universe only reacts, your body only reacts as well? Therefore, you are not a spirit functioning a body through thinking. Your body only reacts to the actions of self. And the actions of self, well, they're far different than embodied action. When you believe...
What
you believe, think, feel, or desire does not command the universe. And these mindings do not command your body either. For like the universe, your body only reacts to your actions. You don't think your body into action. You think yourself into action, and your body reacts to the actions of self. Are you beginning to understand the vital importance of self? Self is not an illusion. It's not a false personality. It's not the byproduct of thinking or feeling. But you know, there's even more than that. When you action yourself, your body personifies and personalizes these actions for you so that you can observe them. And the universe transfigures your actions so you can observe yourself as a universal being in action. The question, of course, is, do you understand that? Or is all this just too dang much for anybody to believe? Well,
stem cells, as the basic unit of structure and functioning of your body, are equivalent to the basic beliefs of yourself. What are your basic beliefs? Do you know? This is important. In fact, knowing your basic beliefs is vital, because each aspect of yourself and life is composed of and built upon a specialized group of beliefs functioning as a communion whole. Seeing and understanding your basic beliefs is fundamental to knowing yourself and the life you are living. Your stem cells enable you to realize and assess your basic beliefs, or they try them on for size. And your body of stem cells enables you to put these basic beliefs into action and see how they function for you. Are you willing to be consciously aware of the quality and strength of the beliefs you embody yourself and life with? To see if they are as enduring and universal as you think they are, and truly prefer them to be? And to know those that may be functioning against the self and life you truly desire? You are not being tested in life. You are testing your beliefs and self, if testing is actually the correct word. Your mindful selves and beliefs and the self thrive in the supportive world and environment that is you. Just as you live in a benevolent universe that transfigures your every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action, and every desire and experience you are willing to put into motion. What do you put your confidence or trust in? Remember, a belief you have to defend is not worth defending. Neither is a self you have to defend. Are your beliefs and selves convincing and credible, or are they questionable? What is your vision of life and your place in life? Do you believe your own beliefs or adopt and adapt others' beliefs? Are you living your true self, or a let's pretend loner self? What do you trust? What do you put your faith in? Are your beliefs reliable? Are your beliefs truths or theories? Do you love and cherish your beliefs? Are they dear to your heart? Are your beliefs respected and admired? Whatever your beliefs may be, they form the foundation and environment of yourself and life. Just as stem cells form the foundation and environment of your body, even if it's a loner body.
Now, let's consider universal beliefs, also known as stem cells, because like stem cells, universal beliefs divide and create other universal beliefs, and they also create particular beliefs just for you. Like embryonic stem cells, you gradually personalize universal, undifferentiated beliefs as the particular beliefs you prefer, and then you put them into action in your body and life, such that now you have many, many specialized beliefs and few, if any, universal beliefs available. The problem with this is that while your personalized beliefs will sort of serve you, they may limit and restrict you. They are temporary, and they are in constant need of repair and renewal and replacement.
Are you willing to create a universal self and life on such fragile and unreliable beliefs? Will you continue struggling with and against the mythical beliefs offered by ancient people and God religions? Or will you live the personalized universal beliefs you truly desire? Unchanged beliefs become repeated experiences, which become habitual perceptions, which become continuous judgments and habits and actions, which then become repeated experiences that affirm your beliefs. And all of this becomes a groove or rut in your thinking, a fixed pathway in your brain, and unchanging beliefs in your body and life. And this, unfortunately, is not merely a habit, it is an addiction. You are addicted to your unchanged beliefs and ways.
In asking you to universalize your personal beliefs, we're asking you to strip them of your language programming and your ego and create self-induced universal beliefs, also known as stem cells, so that you can repair or rebuild yourself and life and body and become anew.
Are you willing to cleanse yourself and your beliefs of your language programming and memories and of your ego, no matter how precious your beliefs are, so you can renew and expand yourself and life and be and live what you truly desire but have not experienced directly? Asking you to cleanse yourself and beliefs of ego is far different than getting rid of ego. For, as DNA encodes your body's ancestors, ego encodes the ancestor selves chosen as provenance for yourself today. Those who define ego as an exaggerated sense of self and tell you to rid yourself of ego are trying to keep you confined to your present sense of self. We are asking you to greatly expand your sense of self as a universal being, to cleanse certain undesirable or no longer desired selves from your ego provenance, and live as a communion, particular, universal being today. In the past, having chosen and experienced what seemed to be an undesirable self, you blocked your previous selves from memory, and unknowingly built your present self upon the foundation of that undesirable self. Yet you still sense yourself greater and finer than that. The purpose of this knowledge is to help you move beyond that blocked self, to actually live a more expansive and extensive universal self again. If you are a healer, are you willing to create induced universal beliefs for your patients to live and help them renew their body, life, and self with universal beliefs? Are you willing to help others see through self-induced universal beliefs to the universal being they are? Only this is healing. Have you ever looked carefully at yourself and your basic beliefs? If so, who are you? What do your beliefs reveal about who you are? Are you particular or universal? Are you living eternally or temporarily? Are you living as a particular personal being in a temporary life, or as a cosmic being in an eternal life, or as a universal being? As a particular cell is an embodied and dedicated stem cell, a particular self is an embodied and dedicated stem self, and a particular life is an embodied and dedicated stem life. Have you embodied and dedicated yourself and life today as you prefer being eternally? If not, then death will cleanse you of your present embodied and dedicated self and life for you to become anew.
Continuing after death has nothing at all to do with a place such as heaven, nor is it continuing a state of mind or consciousness. Continuing after death is a state of memory and awareness. Are you stuck in your present memories and awarenesses? Have you forgotten to memory yourself as a universal being? Death does not free you from your habits, nor from your misperceptions and unchanging beliefs. Death and resurrection merely enable you to change what you wouldn't even consider changing while alive. And an embodied stem self enables you to try on any new beliefs and self you might desire.
Every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action, the step-by-step story of your life depicts someone doing something. Are you that someone? Or just as your body is yours, but you didn't create it, and it is not you, just yours, just as your past lives are yours, but they are not you, and you didn't live them, just as your dentist and mechanic and lovers are yours, but you don't own them, and just as your beliefs, thoughts, attitude, emotions, words, and actions, your desires and experiences and your memories are yours, but you don't own them either, is it at all possible for you to consider that you are not someone doing something in your life, you gain many, many beliefs, many, many benefits from this someone. And every doing, and from every doing, but this is not you. Like a dream, you're intimately involved in watching the story of this person's life slowly unfold. But you are not this individual. Is it possible for you to really, really, really consider this?
Just as in reading an adventure novel or maybe a love story, though you're fully involved in the plot and closely identify with the main character's life and the joys and problems of the story, well, you're not really the person in the story. But you can be just as completely involved in the story, and then the next, and then the next. In watching a dream or reading a story and forming images of those actions and activities, mirror neurons in your brain make it possible for you to feel the emotions and actions of those activities and feel them as yours.
No matter how involved you are with yourself in life today, that you, like the main character in a story or dream, is about someone like you. But it is not you. For you are the observer who has a self and life outside of everything you feel yourself doing and feeling, and even about being and believing. Are you actively shaping and sensing the story of yourself and life as you truly desire? Or is the story creating you? If the story creates and develops you, is it possible you are the character in the novel and the reader, the dreamer, and the observer? So, are you the main character in the story of your life? Of course you are, but not. For you are also the observer with a completely separate and different self and life. Are you willing to bring that you to light for examining and understanding? If not, you will remain an enigma, an intentionally obscure being, a person not readily known or understood. Does this seem familiar? If so, you should know that all things in your life are selfed for you. Nothing is left to chance, unselfed.
Stem cells function through memory, while particularized cells function through memories. Let me read that again. Now, stem cells function through memory, why? While particularized cells function through memories S, and function quite well and efficiently in doing the same thing over and over and over. However, the building blocks or fundamental selves of illuminated beings are self-induced universal self. Are you willing to cleanse all of yourself of their programming and the memories, and live anew as an illuminated universal self called, well, resplendent? If so, begin by expanding your personal beliefs to universal, and then repersonalize them. In cleansing particular beliefs of your old programming and memories, well, you can either strip them of your languaged beliefs and memories so they can become anew, or you can expand your present beliefs as an awareful universal state of realization and realize yourself anew. Translate the words of language into visions of imaginative minding, and your awarenesses and realizations will expand far beyond thinking. In the past, it was declared that you have a developing, unfolding, eternal soul. But what the heck does that mean? What is a soul? Is it an essence of you, or a covering or body? This soul of yours is not concealed, this soul of yours is not concealed within you. It surrounds you and intimately portrays and protects you. Therefore, do not look into the depth of your soul for true life. Look into the expanse of life all around you for your true soul.
Life is not about freeing yourself of mortal beliefs, conditions, and actions to believe an unknown, everlasting self in life. Life is about communioning personal and eternal to emergent, a resplendent, universal self in life you truly prefer. You are not a manifestation of God. You are manifesting a condition of Godness wherever you are. Your every action is a transfiguration of that. Have you ever wished for or sought after a mystical encounter, hoped for a spiritual awakening, searched for universal beliefs and truths, or longed for a transcendental experience or happening? If so, know that you can have these experiences and induce these feelings by first ending your language believing, thinking, judging, which always becomes the source of your restrictions and limitations and your discontent.
You've spent most of your life as a personal being struggling to live and experience yourself as you personally desire, and to avoid death, and gain eternal life. Are you now willing to expand your beliefs and realizations and realize yourself, more expansively, as an illuminated being awakened to universal life, which is abiding life? And it is capable of existing without lessening or deterioration.
Even in continuing life or immortal life, you are subject to deteriorating. Are you willing to live a universal life that is abiding, not lessening or deteriorating? Is it possible for you to consider that as a universal being, continuing is irrelevant? If so, remember, you can become anew with universal life through self-induced, pluripotent universal beliefs. Or would you rather continue your present drama and struggles as usual? There are no higher pursuits, divine realms, or spiritual needs which are not, in fact, customary pursuits, normal realms, and ordinary experiences when lived universally, outside of your language believing thinking. From this discussion of stem cells and stem cells, loner bodies and selves, and universal beliefs, are you beginning to see how you are personally embodying yourself, embodying your personal problems and illnesses, and even embodying your discontent, which is aspects of your loner body and self, are not you or yours? If you are now willing to become the source of a new you, do not seek perfection, or any degree or sense of perfection, for perfection only exists in your language, not in the universe. Instead, create yourself particularly universal. Are you willing to relinquish continuing for universal life? Whatever you decide and do, please do not continue struggling to discover yourself, your divine or perfect self, your spiritual essence, or your true nature. For it is time to reclaim awarefully ownership of your universal self and live from the deadly grasps of your languaging. For in this emergent universe, you alone awaken and richly enliven and empower yourself to universal life or not. Of course, you can continue living and struggling with and against your loner self and body as usual.
Well, there's a little information for you. Are you willing to take that to some kind of understanding, and from that then choose your function your stem cells in your body? Are you willing to function your stem cells, S-E-L-Fs, in your body and your life? Excuse me. Well, got any questions, well, I guess we can answer those. If not, well, we can also hang up. Well, I guess they want us to hang up, so that's about it.
I'm trying to ask a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess I'm asking Roger because this was the small print question. When you were talking about the scientific work that in which they brought stem cells out of people, stem cells, I was under the understanding that the stem cells were things that like were around when you were a fetus or something, and they come out of the umbilical cord, but it sounds like they're actually still around in the body.
That's right.
They are.
Okay, so I wasn't aware of that. In fact, I thought that you lost that ability at a certain point, so that was
interesting. This has only been, 15 years that they've been dealing with these things, and they're learning more and more and more about stem cells they originally thought your brain cells didn't grow or continue either. And as soon as they found out, at one time they thought, well, we got one chance is to use embryonic stem cells, or after that, we don't have them anymore. Well, they found out that there are stem cells in the body. They make more stem cells. And if you run out, why, that's all right. You take any cells you got, and we can turn them into stem cells.
So what they do is they take the cells, and they take all the memories out of the cells,
mm-hmm.
which is what they're doing. They're taking all the information out of the cells and making them generic again.
Right.
So then they become a stem cell.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was just really important for me just in terms of following the pattern of, like, what we can see and observe in life. Like you were saying earlier, what's the equivalence in me? Now it's realizing that, hey, I still got that in me.
That's right. You have that in you about anything. And if you can't do that yet or know how or whatever to do that, they can do it medically for you. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, there's all sorts of organs you can grow so that you don't then reject the organs that have been grown.
I don't know if I quite followed that, but okay.
All I'm saying is, like you and I have talked, where in Boston Hospital, they take an ear or an organ and strip it down to the framework, and then rebuild the organ on that framework, and so therefore you've made another organ of your own cells that then when it's transplanted, you don't have any rejection problems.
We're not far from being able to not have to use transplants from other people.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to
The only difference is it takes time to grow.
And whether you have the time or not.
If you got the time, then you can do that. But if you don't have the time, what you can do is then transplant from somebody else temporarily and grow your own organ.
And just realize that there's the equivalence in your universal self, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
important
thing.
That's where I was thinking with all this, Very cool.
Hey, Misty, I assume that without us needing to ask, those of us that are on the call will get a copy?
As long as I know that you're on the call.
Okay.
So anybody that I don't know is on here should speak up now.
Hi, it's Angela.
Okay.
Who's that?
Angela.
Sally's on.
You got it, girl.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so when you get a copy, then you... Oh, by the way, when you get a copy of this, it will be sent to you so that it appears in the correct font. And the correct font meaning the one that I've sent out last time. The reason for that is is to make you slow down when you're reading and not think you can zip over it. I mean, you can, but then you've missed it all. So part of the font is to slow you down.
Yeah, well, I guess you got my email. It's just really hard to decipher, even trying to...
No, it's not.
You'll get used to it.
Believe me, you just don't... You're not familiar with it. If it's too much of a bother, hey, don't tell me. Just throw it away.
Well, I mean, if there was a way that I could change the font for myself, and not necessarily you would have to
no,
do it.
No, we don't want that, because then everybody's gets a weird bunch of font.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever you say.
No, if it isn't worth your reading, why then I guess...
But isn't this talking about things that are outside of your normal? Isn't it trying to take you...
I'm just saying that I prefer having a font that's easier to read.
Sally, may I make an observation?
Yes.
Is it possible that your preferences in that way is the biggest problem in your life?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, think about it.
Get outside of your box.
Okay, thank you.
You keep closing yourself down into a box, then none of this will make sense, nor will it seem something you want to be or do. But whatever, just good night for now, Fitz, about here.
Hey, Susan's here. Send me a copy.
Who? Okay, Susan.
Oh, okay.
Susan.
Did you hear me, too?
Yes, I know Simone.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Thank you.